cheap labor that has done built rock walls here forever, and they're actually cheaper than a stockade fence in the eastern part of Texas would be.
Where do the materials come from?
We have quarries around here where the rock masons buy their rock, and in some cases the rock masons will go out in the desert and just gather up round stones and use them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's happening in my neighborhood too. Do you have a fireplace?
Yes, we have two.
Do you have a shelf above the fireplace?
A mantle, yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the smoke goes up the
chimney.
Uh-huh. And is there a part that in front that you can sit on?
Yes, in one of the fireplaces. I don't know what you'd call that. It's a hearth, but it's a raised hearth.
Uh-huh,
that's what I guess
uh-huh.
you would call it, a
okay.
raised hearth.
Okay, and what do you call the things that support the logs? They like stand up and they have
end irons.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard them called anything else?
Well, in England they use a coal grate, but no, I don't recall it.
Okay. Back east there's all kinds of words for those, dog irons and fire dogs. And,
really?
Yeah.
No, I've never heard them call anybody end irons.
Okay. Do you know what the name of the large piece of wood is that you put on the fire?
Fire log.
Okay. And how about those smaller pieces?
Kindling.
Mm-hmm. What's the stuff in the chimney that has to be cleaned out?
Soot.
Uh-huh. And the stuff that's left over after a fire is?
Ashes.
Uh-huh. You would hang your coat up in a...
closet.
Uh-huh. What's a storage space above a house?
It's an attic.
Okay. What would you call a room in your house where you put things you aren't using?
A storage room or a closet.
Mm-hmm.
A Fibber McGee closet.
What did you say that was? A what?
Fibber McGee. You're too young to know that.
What is that from?
There was a comedy program on radio many, many years ago, and one of the actors in it was called Fibber McGee, and every time he'd open the door to the closet, everything would fall down and all would come crashing down, so he'd call an overstuffed closet a Fibber McGee closet.
That's cute. What covers a house?
A roof.
What kind of roof do you have?
Ours is a built-up plastic foam roof, but most of the houses are covered with an asphalt type of roofing material.
Mm-hmm. Do you have rocks on your roof?
No.
What would you call something that protects the outside of a house from the weather? You put it on in strips.
Weather stripping of some kind? That you mean a
mm-hmm. The stuff they sell at Sears. Made out of vinyl.
Oh.
Is that weather stripping?
No, weather stripping is usually in a door or a window to keep the wind from coming in through that.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're talking about a vinyl siding of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are the, we don't use these much in El Paso, but the things that keep the rain off the roof or guide the rain away from the...
Oh, rain gutters.
Mm-hmm.
Gutters.
Okay, when you leave the house, you open the door and you go out and then you do what?